KRNR Judges Report, July 21st, 2022, recorded on July 19th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, the 28th report of 2022. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and available with a delay of a day or so for listening at any time through the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Wednesday's Goldthwaite Eagle this week includes a required public notice on elected official compensation that deserves a little more explanation. By way of background, if you care to Google it, this is pursuant to Texas Local Government Code 152.013. The county is required to publish any elected official salaries, other payments, or allowances that are proposed to be increased, and the amount of the increase. This is a required step in the salary setting process for elected officials, which included notice to each official, the official's right to file a grievance, the right to have a hearing before a grievance committee, and then publication prior to be voted on in the annual county budget process. This process is only done once a year, sets the amounts in concrete until next year, and is independent of who actually holds a particular position and whether or not they actually received the salary. To elaborate on that, the publication will list the salary for the county judge. As I promised when I ran 4 years ago, I do not and have never accepted a salary or the state paid supplement, which is also referenced in a footnote. However, that is the salary associated with the position and is applicable to me at present and equally applicable to the next judge when he is sworn in. That is the case in each elected official position. The notice has a column for the proposed annual salary for each position for the fiscal year starting October 1st, 2022. So the listed salary is the proposed salary for next year. The next column is the salary increase, and that's the difference between the proposed salary and the current year's salary. The third column in the notice represents the planned other county payments and allowances, and then a final column that shows the increase in those other payments. This category includes things like a cell phone allowance, officer certificate pay for the sheriff, and longevity pay. In all cases, the year-over-year change is the increase in longevity pay for another year's service. Officials with no increase reported in other pay and allowances are either capped out on longevity pay or ineligible for it. The proposed county budget for 12 months beginning October 1st anticipates an increase of $1.20 an hour for each county employee other than elected officials in recognition of the overall cost increases of day-to-day life. The $2,625 reported annual increase published for each elected official represents the application of that hourly increase concept to non-hourly workers. If you read the notice in the paper, take a look at the footnotes. Those are germane but are not part of the required disclosure. The state pays supplements to the judge and prosecutor, and those are real money, but they're not paid by the county from county funds. While not an increase or a required disclosure, to me, it's germane to elected officials, and I elected to publish it. The compensation numbers will be included in the proposed budget, which will in turn be published in a week or two on the county website, and subject to public hearing, public discussion, and a vote in late August before being final. The county budget determines in large part the final tax rate approved by the Commissioner's Court. The Commissioner's Court meets this Monday, July 25th. The agenda is also published in this week's Eagle and on the county website. Two substantive matters on the agenda include the approval of the proposal for the construction of a new county-owned EMS station behind the Law Enforcement Center on Old Pretty Road and a preliminary discussion of the 2022 through 2023 budget. The EMS station discussion will focus on several aspects: the actual layout of the station, the contracted cost, and the portion of the work to be performed by the county. Also, the use of a purchasing cooperative in sourcing the contract, and the actual construction contract administration. The construction period and related expense will span two fiscal years, with some costs being incurred in August and September of this year, and thus in the current year's budget, while the remaining cost and final completion will occur in October of 2022 and later, all of which is next fiscal year. While this represents some housekeeping challenges for the treasurer, the funding will come from the American Rescue Act grant, which is already in the county's checking account at MC Bank. Additionally, the old vacant EMS station at 901 4th Street will be sold, and those proceeds, the amount of which is not yet known, of course, will be available for this project. The budget discussion will be very high level, primarily focused on the disclosure issues around a one-time, non-recurring revenue item and how it affects the tax rate disclosures under the misnamed Truth in Taxation rules. Additionally, some IT issues, organizational assumptions, and other purchases will be discussed. Speaking of technology, the courthouse is within a month of converting from traditional landline phone systems to a voice over internet protocol, also called VoIP. The equipment is now on site. Phone numbers will be unchanged, but training and a cutover date remain to be announced. In the proposed budget, telephone expenses will be now in the non-departmental cost center as telephone/internet and will no longer be volume-driven or reported at the departmental level. The telephone change will not impact the Law Enforcement Center nor the emergency phone in the courthouse elevator. This is Ed Smith, your soon-to-be former county judge, thanking you for your interest in county government and asking you to be especially cautious of outdoor fires during this hot, dry time of the year. Tune in to KRNR each Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the latest from your county courthouse.